have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
God be the glory. It is Thursday and we are thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We made it to see another day. And for that, we want to say thanks to God. God is good. He's good when? He is good all of the time. And all of the time, God is good. Oh. My name is Loretta Petit. You have reached the right pod. It is the Loretta Petit Show at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Want you to note that if you'd like to correspond with me, you can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. This is the podcast of positive vision, positive vibes, and positive voice. Oh, yes. And, of course, if you need lifting, check us out every Thursday. We're here. And for that, again, we are thankful. It is so good to be thankful because when a person has a thankful heart, all kinds of things come to them. It's like you're magnetizing the atmosphere to send good things your way. So if you're not a thankful person, ask God to soften your heart and to help you to become a thankful person. I'm also thankful for my awesome producer, Ms. Kimmy Kim, and she, of course, is the person that God entrusted the Elation family to, Elation Radio, Elation Magazine, and we want to thank God for her, and we continue to pray her continued blessings and walk with God. And, of course, the Elation podcast family. So many are doing so many powerful and wonderful things, so we want to give a shout-out to all of you that's tuned in as well. So on tomorrow, I want you to note that tomorrow is May 19th, and on tomorrow it is Celebrate Your Officials Day. Celebrate Your Officials Day. It is also considered Malcolm X Day. Malcolm X Day. Hepatitis Testing Day. All that's tomorrow. Get yourself in gear to do whatever works for you. So I'm giving you a heads up. And tomorrow is also Virtual Assistance Day. Now, we know in the month of April, we celebrate our secretaries, our administrative assistants, our clerks, and all those persons that help us to do the things we need to do to make sure that business continues to roll. So on tomorrow, however, virtual assistants have their own day dedicated to virtual assistants, and it's a day to recognize their hard work, their dedication, and their perseverance. Well, you might say, well, What today is? What are we celebrating today? Or what are we observing? Well, listen, it is National No Dirty Dishes Day. So moms, dads, flock to that sink and get those dishes clean. National No Dirty Dishes Day. It is also National HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. So, you know, we have a lot of things on each day that we observe. And I think the observance calendar is there. They help us to remember to not live a humdrum life. Get out and celebrate. But it also is there to help us to get some things handled and done. So that way it keeps it fresh in our minds. Every day of the year, there is something that we observe or something that we celebrate. Amen? So having said that, I want an anniversary to all of you that got married on this day in the month of May, on this day at some year. Sometimes, happy anniversary to you. Maybe you were baptized on this day. Happy anniversary to you, too. Now, if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It's your day. Celebrate. Whether it's raining, like it is here where I am, whether the sun is shining and it's really hot, honey, enjoy yourself a cool day. Get you some ice cream or get yourself what we call a snowball. You may call it a snow cap. I don't know what you call it. We also have what we call a Hufflepuff. You may call that a freeze cup or something, but we call it a Hufflepuff. It's in the cup. It's syrupy, and it's frozen, just in case you did not know. And it's flavored with maybe blueberries or strawberry, or you may even want it to be like a wedding cake flavor. You might want it to be a lemon flavor, a banana flavor, whatever flavor you like. It's called a Hufflepuff. All right. So that's New Orleans vernacular. All righty then. So we got that out of the way and everything under our belt. Yes. Well, listen, I have a prayer call every week. So entrust me with that call since January 2014. We've been praying every Monday night without a break through every storm, every situation. We do take breaks, but we did. Let me rephrase that. We did take breaks for family holidays like Christmas, or if a holiday felt like July 4th fell on that day because you have family or whatever. But we decided as of last year, we weren't going to do that anymore. So if Christmas falls on a Monday night, we are praying. Why? Well, let me tell you why. Because some people are alone. And they don't have family that they're celebrating with on Christmas. We have become their family. So they look forward to our 30 minutes together every Monday night. So we can't be selfish and say, oh, I got all my family, you know. Just work away for 30 minutes or so and come and touch and agree. We have an opportunity for a little back and forth, such as praise reports, letting us know if it's your first time on the call, giving us the names of the people you want on our prayer altar. And so that's how we do it, all right? So even if it's Independence Day, July the 4th, yes, we still pray if it is a Monday night. You're invited to join us. So I'm going to give you the number now, and I'm going to move on into the meat of this call, this podcast, but I'm also going to come back and give you the number again because I want you to join us on the prayer call. People shy away from prayer, and if it's not their prayer call, they don't want to be on it. If it's not their event, they don't show up. And that's just not a good way to be. I mean, I've supported so many people through the years, but I can't say that, you know, I have those people supporting me, but it's okay because I did it without strings. I did it without strings. When you do things without strings, you don't really worry about if those same people show up for you because God will send people, and he has people I've never met as of this day, and they're on the call, and they are consistent. So the number to dial in at 9 p.m. Central on our Inspirational Connection prayer call is 302-202-1119. What? I caught you without a pen. All right, you got one now? Let me repeat. 302-202-1119. And the code is 781-350. Once again, the code is 781-350. That's 9 p.m. Central Time. Every what? Monday. Every Monday night. All right? Well, we praise God for that blessed opportunity to be able to connect with so many powerful women and men, different walks of life that show up on the call. We never know. And I am so very grateful for that. So on today, I want you to know that on the prayer call on Monday, I'm going to be expanding on this topic that I'll be gently expounding on today, and that is tree or tumbleweed. Tree or tumbleweed. That's what we'll be talking about. Tree or tumbleweed. So I dropped that in your spirit. You got that. You know, Jesus said in the New Testament, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Now, did Jesus lie? Did he lie? Come on now. Did Jesus lie? Of course not. Jesus doesn't lie. He didn't lie. And he won't lie. Okay? Now, if we're not experiencing much fruit in our lives, if we are not experiencing bearing fruit in our lives, we have to check our connection. We must, because he said, I, talking about himself, am the vine. You, talking about all of us, are the branches. You remain in me. So we remain in Jesus. Not give people a piece of our mind. Not let the flesh take over and dead hop. Not go into people's purses when they're not looking to steal. Not going after somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife, coveting. Not taking another God before him. But if you remain, that means you continue to walk with the Lord. You continue to wait on the Lord. You continue to seek the Lord. You continue to knock. You continue to ask. In the Lord. He said, you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. My God, that's good news. I just want to shout right there. You will bear much fruit. Many times the blessings are knocking at our door and we don't recognize the blessing. We don't recognize the blessing and we slam the door in the blessing space because the blessing may come under a different covering than what you're expecting. Just like Jesus came in a different way than those so-called holy people or the Jews back in the day expected him to show up. Now listen here.
In April 2019, a suburban neighborhood in Victorville, California, became buried in tumbleweeds. Now, many of us from the South and the Deep South, we don't really know what tumbleweeds are unless we've seen an old Western on TV or we've watched a documentary or we've traveled in certain parts of the nation. But tumbleweeds are those things you see rolling across the desert. They're just rolling merrily on their way, rolling and tumbling and tumbling and rolling. That's tumbleweed. Now, high winds push the rolling thistles into the development from the adjacent Mojave Desert, where this particular plant grows. Turi, the pesky weed, can grow to up to 6 feet in height, a formidable size, when it releases itself from its roots. Did you know that it releases itself from its roots and it tumbles? That's the only way it gets to tumble. It breaks on off, and it tumbles with the wind to scatter its seeds. That's the way it was made for that purpose. Now, tumbleweeds are what I picture when I read Jeremiah's description of a person whose heart turns away from the Lord. Jeremiah 17 and 5, he says that those who draw their strength from mere flesh will be like a bush in the wastelands and be unable to see prosperity when it comes. In sharp contrast are those who put their trust in God instead of in people. These are those who are like trees, strong, deep roots, and they are drawing strength through those roots from God every day, which enables us to remain full of life, even in the midst of drought, even in the midst of circumstances. Now, tumbleweeds and trees, they both have roots. Tumbleweeds, however, they don't stay connected to their life source. They're causing them to dry out and eventually die. Not everybody's going to die, don't get me wrong. But in this instance, it's not talking about everybody dying. It's talking about dying while you're living, all right? Because even though it's drying out and it's dying, it is still producing some kind of life into the ground through its seeds. That's what it was created to do, all right? Now, trees, on the other hand, are more like us as strong believers in Christ. We remain connected to the roots, like the tree, enables a tree to continue to flourish and even thrive, anchored to that which will sustain that tree in times of difficulty. So I ask you, are you a tumbleweed or are you a tree? Your walk with God, has it been of tumbleweed proportion or has it been a tree proportion? When we hold fast to God, drawing strength and encouragement from the wisdom that's found in the Word, the Bible, and talk to God in prayer and praise Him and worship Him, we too can experience life-giving, life-sustaining nourishment that God provides. Amen. Jesus said, I am the vine. Hey, listen, we've got to bear fruit, people of God. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth and slam your door. We bear fruit by remaining intimately to Jesus and by taking on his character. This fruit that we produce can be seen in our attitudes, in our actions. If you look too hard and too mean for someone to approach, hey, watch your connection. Your connection could be experiencing a little tear. If you are out doing things that you would be ashamed of if it was put in the center of your church on a big screen, hey, check your connection. There could be a little tear there. We want to be certain that we're doing what thus says God. As a believer, I can truly say, life as a Christian is not dull unless you make it that way. It's not boring unless you make it that way. It's not a whole bunch of don't. The Lord God is giving us a whole expanse of free will to do things that we enjoy. We're in our homes. We can purchase property. We can build the way we like it. We can host parties for our graduating seniors. We can have a party for our family members who's making, you know, whatever age they're making. We can have friends over. We can sit back and chill and enjoy good TV shows. We can play video games on our phones. We can go to amusement parks. We can travel and stay in cabins and watch black bears roam all around the property. I brought that up because that's what we enjoy in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We can go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and we can get in the water and enjoy all of the healing elements of the springs. You know, we can fly in planes. We can get on trains. We can ride buses, take road trips in cars with our friends. So many things we can do. You know, we can have picnics, and we can bring our favorite dishes for competition. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So if anybody ever told you that becoming a Christian is going to be dull and boring, that's probably because the way they interpret it. That's probably because of undue stress and lack of freedom that they're putting on themselves. God is not concerned so much about my clothes. Did you not know that? He's not really concerned about the earrings I wear. Do they match my necklace or not? Mm-mm. God is not concerned about whether I wear name brand tennis shoes or tennis shoes from the fashion store. He's not concerned about that. He's not concerned about the shade of my eyeliner or the shade of my mascara or the shade of my eye makeup or my facial makeup. God is concerned about my spirit man. Am I telling somebody about Christ? Am I worshiping him in spirit and in truth? For the word says that the Lord is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you have an intimate connection with God and God speaks to your spirit, you have certain convictions that I might not have. I have certain convictions that God has spoken to my spirit that you might not have. Why? Because God knows where he's taking you, and God knows where he's taking me. God knows what you're going to need to be strengthened in to deal with what's up ahead. He knows what I need to be strengthened in to deal with what's up ahead. So understand, people, that God is God, and we cannot match his wit. We cannot match his understanding. We cannot match his intelligence. We can't tell people, God never told you that. We don't know. Let God be God. And if a person is walking wrong or walking crooked, God knows how to nudge them back on the path. Let us just pray for things we don't understand. Many times we don't understand a person's walk with God. And so we start creating our own understanding, and we start judging and putting people in a box. Stop it. That's not who God is. Make sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Stop being overly concerned about what somebody else is doing when you're walking crooked, when you're doing things that you're ashamed of. Come on now. Let's be concerned about our walk, and let's pray for our neighbor. And if we have a conversation, we can share our concerns, and they can somehow set the record straight or explain to us where they're going, what they're doing, what they heard from God, and so forth and so on. But until then, putting our mouth on people, that's not who God is. God put us all here to work out our own soul salvation. We have a lot to do in our own walk. We have a lot to do. So seek God for yourself. Know God for yourself. Don't be a tumbleweed. Don't disconnect yourself and start spreading seeds of darkness, of meanness, of hatred, of discord. Become that tree. Stay connected to your power source and stand tall and be strong and continue to get that energy from God and, you know, be able to bring life when you walk into a room. Bring sunshine when you walk into a room. Bring joy when you walk into a room. That's who we're supposed to be as believers. I pray today that you have been helped in some way. Tumbleweed or tree? Tree or tumbleweed? Let's be who God has created us to be. And if you feel an inkling that you're not there, just go to the Father and say, Lord, help me. I do it all the time. When I realize, okay, you're doing this a little bit too often, help me to be more temperate with kids who are disrespectful. Help me to be more temperate with kids who have gutter mouths. Help me to be more temperate with kids who just have a defying spirit. I've got to go to God too, because that rubs me, all of that rubs me the wrong way. And I will easily act out on my own to correct the problem, but, you know, I'll be making it worse if I don't talk to God first. And that's what I'm saying. Let's not make things worse for ourselves. Let's talk to God about them first. Amen. Tree or tumbleweed? Tumbleweed or tree?
That's what I want to know. Which one are you? Praise the Lord for you today, and thank you for checking us out. If you would, please tell a friend to join us every Thursday right here for 5:30, 5 p.m. Tell them jump on at 5:30 and hold the phone. They can go to blogtalkradio.com/Elation Magazine. You know how you got here. I gave you that link. Perhaps send that link to somebody else. All right? Do that. And don't forget, now, if you want to join us on the prayer line on Monday night, here's that number I promised you. Again, dial in at 302-202-1119. That's 302-202-1119. And you would want to put in this code, 781-350. That is 781-350. I pray you've been blessed. And as I close for today, I do want to say we bear fruit by remaining intimately connected to Jesus and by taking on his character. This fruit that we produce can be seen in our attitudes and our actions. Don't forget that. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I want to give a shout out to Ms. Kirsten Holmberg, who had some of this information I share with you, and to BibleTimeFund.com, that information I share with you on tonight, and, of course, the Holy Bible. I love you guys. May God bless you. If I keep you, this is my prayer. Until next time, I do hope your Mother's Day was fab. Bye-bye.
Living life on the edge of expectation. Ever since my life took on a new direction, I've been living life contrary to condemnation. Because God, you had mercy on me. You revealed your Son in me. Opened my eyes and now I see. To live my life more abundantly. I'm walking by faith and not by sight, in your power and not my own might, and I live to die, so you can increase and I decrease, you're wonderful, yes you are, tremendous, yes you are,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Exceptional, yes you are,
and I see, but I
I'm living in opposition.